Lately, the Chinese economy has hit some speed bumps, but China is still where you'll find a growing number of the world's billionaires. Last week, the Harun Report, a monthly magazine known for its China Rich List, declared Beijing has unseated New York City as the billionaire capital of the world. Forbes counts its differently, but its billionaire list, updated this week, found a billionaire from China cracked the top 20 for the first time. So who are China's super rich, and what do they say about China? To answer that, we turn to Carrie Dolan, Forbes assistant managing editor for Wealth. She edits the billionaires list. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's go through a few of these billionaires from China. The richest is Wang Jianlin, who is worth $28.2 billion, and he's the man behind the Dalian Wanda Group, the biggest real estate developer in China, the world's largest movie theater operator. Tell us about him and how he became so rich.
Yeah, well, he started out in the real estate side and parlayed the money he made from real estate into movie making, which is movie theaters, and now movie making. And in 2012, bought the AMC theaters here in the U.S. for $2.5 billion. And just in January, announced that he's going to be buying Legendary Pictures, which is a movie production company that is behind some movies like Godzilla and Jurassic World, for $3.5 billion. And he's spending $8 billion to build the world's largest movie production studio in Qingdao in China, and has flown in stars like Nicole Kidman and Leonardo DiCaprio to for the groundbreaking for that crazy big studio.
Well, let's talk about another one. Li Ka-shing, also a real estate mogul, and he's the richest person in Hong Kong. But whereas Wang Jianlin's net worth went up last year, Li lost $6 billion. Tell us about him and how he managed to get up to the amount of money that he has.
Yeah, he's got this amazing rags-to-riches story. Born in mainland China, fled to Hong Kong during the Sino-Japanese War when his city was being bombed. His father died when he was really young, dropped out of school when he was 12 years old. You know, started at basically a factory making plastic flowers, made money off that, and then bought real estate with it. But now has a kind of interesting global holdings, controls a lot of ports around the world, telecom. And the reason his net worth is down a lot is he's got a big stake in Canadian company Husky Oil. And with oil prices cratering, his net worth basically was like $4 billion drop from the value of his Husky stake, because that stock of that company fell.
And what about Jo Chunfei, who's one of the world's richest women?
Yeah, she has also an amazing rags-to-riches story. She grew up in rural China, got a job in a factory in Shenzhen. It was in the glass industry. And then she decided she was going to start her own factory. And her company, Lens Technology, went public last year in China. And it makes the glass covers, the screens for smartphones and tablets. And she is the world's richest self-made woman, worth $5.9 billion.
Now, the news came out last week, this report from Harun, that said that Beijing had unseated New York as the billionaire capital of the world. Forbes counts it a little bit differently. It actually makes you wonder how we know how much people have in China, because often we don't exactly know what the numbers are when we're talking about Chinese businesses, let alone individual people.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I'd say for most of the Chinese billionaires on our list, and we found 251 of them, a lot of them have, you know, the majority of stock in a publicly traded company that's listed either on the Shanghai or the Shenzhen or the Hong Kong stock exchanges. So that's pretty straightforward, and they have disclosure there so you know how many shares people have. I mean, there's definitely some questions about whether people are holding shares in someone else. And we also, a lot of the Chinese billionaires borrow heavily using their shares as collateral for loans, and we discount for that. I mean, some of these Chinese billionaires, it's crazy. They basically borrowed and used almost 100% of their shares for collateral. So depending on how much they've borrowed, then we lower their net worth accordingly.
If you were to describe where most Chinese billionaires are getting their money from, where would it be? Is it real estate or?
Gosh, it's all over the map. I mean, there are a lot of real estate billionaires, but I mean, there's crazy things like chicken parts, there's an umbrella billionaire, sanitary pads, stuff that is just basic consumer goods. And if you think about the billion people that live there, 1.2 billion people, or 1.3, depending on what year it is, you know, growing middle class. They're creating billionaires from just pure consumer demand for stuff we consider really basic.
And is your expectation when you're looking at these lists, and as we said, a Chinese billionaire has cracked the top 20 in the Forbes list for the first time, is it your expectation that 5 years from now, the Chinese are going to control 19 of the 20 spots?
Gosh, I don't know if that would happen in 5 years. Maybe I would be maybe less surprised if it was 10 or 15 years. I mean, it might. It might. I guess it kind of depends on what really happens with their economy, because it is slowing down.
Right.
The stock market is pretty crazy there. Certainly, you see this trend of more wealthy Chinese businessmen buying companies in the United States. And so that may end up being the thing that puts more Chinese higher up on the billionaires list.
That's Carrie Dolan, an editor with Forbes. Carrie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.